Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got a new friend with us, folks. Rob Rosenblatt is here. Rob is the head of lending at Cabbage. You know who they are. They're a global financial services organization helping small businesses get the capital they need by connecting with them online, and one of the online lenders. And Rob's got a long history of working with companies along in that area, including the old-fashioned face-to-face kind. And he's here with the fourth quarter Cabbage data report, which they were nice enough to send us, and I wanted you guys to hear about. And so Rob's here to talk to us about it. Rob Rosenblatt, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, and good morning to everybody.
Good to have you here. Hey, Rob, before we go any further, tell us what the focus of your report was for the fourth quarter. I cover quite a bit of research on the show here, and everybody's kind of got their own angle. What was the Cabbage purpose in this report?
Well, the purpose is to understand, you know, how our small business borrowers perform in the fourth quarter. Many of their businesses are extremely seasonal, and we just wanted to understand, how we help them and what the role of the fourth quarter is for them. And, you know, the results are just fascinating.
The Q4 dynamic, the dynamic of the Q4, or the fourth quarter, in the year of a small business.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. That's a good thought. And of course that presumes for many people, that presumes a typical Main Street, oftentimes retail, food service, those kinds of things. Although a lot of service companies, a lot of wholesalers, you know, still want to finish strong at the end of the year, but the classic small business on Main Street really depends on the season, don't they? The fourth quarter and the holidays.
Absolutely right, especially as you mentioned, retailers, online retailers, brick and mortar retailers, restaurants, bars, caterers, you name it. I mean, it is pretty much make or break in the fourth quarter. So, our role obviously is to make sure they make it and to help make it as smooth a quarter and a season as possible.
What did they tell you? What did you ask them, and then what did they tell you?
Sure. Well, we basically asked them, from a seasonality perspective, what role does the fourth quarter play for them? And we learned a couple of amazing things. First of all, it's not just the revenues that are key; it's also the fact that costs are higher in the fourth quarter. Employment is exceptionally high in the fourth quarter. The cost of doing business goes up in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. So one of the most interesting thing is that for 42% of them, as much as their costs rise as much as 25%. And therefore, it's a really make or break quarter from a revenue standpoint. And you know this because obviously your listeners, they walk up and down Main Street every day of the year.
That's right.
Everybody is busier in the fourth quarter. So it truly is make or break.
Well, your systems have to be squared away or you'll be inefficient. Your payroll, you've got to watch your payroll because overtime can kill your margins. Another thing that happens is if you're undercapitalized, you wind up paying too much for things in the moment that you need it rather than anticipating it and buying it at a discount because you committed 6 months earlier, those kinds of things. And all of that is where your capital management comes in, which is what you guys help them with.
Well, that's exactly right. And, when we looked across industries, what we found from a capital management standpoint is that, you know, the big variables are the need to fund your inventory to make sure you can serve your customers, the need to fully compensate your employees just in terms of, you know, paying the going wage, but also making sure to take care of your employees in the form of holiday gifts, parties, you name it, and then advertising, because it's incredibly competitive out there. Mm-hmm. And Main Street America is really competing against, you know, large company America now, because it is truly a global marketplace. But I think most importantly, you know, our job is to make sure that they're part of the game, that they've got the capital they need, and that they can support or they can actually satisfy the revenue potential.
Right.
And, you know, most importantly, you know, when we look by industry, the results are very different. Right?
Hold on to that thought. We're going to get Rob to give us the breakdown, the industry breakdown for Q4 in this new report right after the break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassie. Game. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.